Well, the report comes out at a time when there's an enormous upswing in interest in nutrition. And that's really for good reason. The amount of evidence we have nowadays on the incredible impacts of undernutrition early in a child's life for its immediate health, but also for school performance, for possibility to make an income, is really very strong and very compelling. If we look at probably the best indicator we have to assess the number of malnourished children, we estimate that about 26% of all the children under the age of 5 suffer from chronic undernutrition in the world.
Vernet, stunting is said to be the global crisis nobody's ever heard of. So how would you best describe stunting if you were to explain it visually?
First of all, it's already truly amazing that we are able to capture in a visible way the impact of undernutrition on the brain of a child. What you would see is, if you look at the cells of the brain, that these cells do not connect well with each other. And you need that excellent connectivity between brain cells, between the rest of your body, to be able to perform well, to do well in life. You have a large group of kids suffering from this condition, and the possibility for them as a nation to compete in the international labor market, to compete in international economy, will be seriously hampered. That is part of the incredible, compelling case we have. Because the fact is that you don't need new, innovative, expensive technology. Things are really quite simple. If you would start immediately to breastfeed a newborn baby, if you continue to breastfeed exclusively for 6 months, if you make sure that children after the age of 6 get additional food of sufficient variety and quality, if you make sure that they get a regular immunization, if you make sure that you wash their hands, and if need be, you provide them with extra vitamins and minerals, you will make an enormous difference.
Good nutrition is not just about food, is it?
If we want to achieve a world where there is better equity, where there is less poverty, and that we're able to reduce poverty levels in a sustained manner, we need to put people on the right track in life. And the most fundamental thing to do that is by ensuring that there is good nutrition in the period of pregnancy and 2 years of age. In a way, if you want it, if you want to tackle poverty, you need to tackle stunting.